Question one. This year, the state legislature considered ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment. What objection was raised in a committee hearing? A. We don't want our daughters randomly placed in college dorm rooms with guys. B. Women are already treated totally equal, making this unnecessary. Or C. This does not go far enough in protecting the equality of women.
Is there an all of the above? Because I can imagine all of those easily said.
That there could be an all of the above, but unfortunately, there's only one correct answer of the three.
I'm gonna go for A because that sounds goofy.
Well, that's correct. You found the challenge and the secret. The goofy answers are more often correct than not.
I have been doing this for a while, so yes, they're on our daughters assigned to dorm rooms willy nilly. Is that the idea?
That's the idea, or the fear.
That would be terrifying.
Question two: which of the following outbursts did not occur on the Arkansas State Senate floor this year? A. Members of the Senate howled like apes during a debate regulating primate ownership. B. A legislator quoted the Beatles song, Love is All You Need. Or C. An actor who plays Jesus led a prayer on the Senate floor, before which the lieutenant governor asked if anyone in the room was a Judas.
And so again, all good. And knowing both national politics and Arkansas politics a little bit, I would say all possible. I like C. I'm going to go for C, just because it amuses me.
Well, unfortunately, C, an actor who played Jesus, led a prayer on the Senate floor, before which the lieutenant governor asked if anyone in the room was a Judas, did in fact occur. And the correct answer was B. The Beatles song, Love is All You Need, was never quoted throughout the year.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were asking which didn't happen.
Yes, which did not happen.
I misunderstood.
Well,
I think I could have gotten that one. Understand. My fault, but still. All right, go on.
At least you can still be satisfying knowing that you answered that question in a way that you thought was correct.
Yes, I figured that had actually happened. So
yes,
there you go.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to feel good about myself, but let's go on to number three.
All right, question three. In Arkansas's first state assembly, an argument between Representative J.J. Anthony and House Speaker John Wilson turned deadly when Wilson stabbed Anthony to death on the House floor. Over what were the two men in disagreement? Was it A, slavery, B, wolf pelts, or C, deciding on the state bird?
I wish it were C, because that's the sort of thing that probably happened. I'm guessing it was slavery, though. Was it slavery?
Incorrect. It is B, wolf pelts.
Wolf pelts?
It was a very divisive issue at the time in 1837, as you can imagine, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Well, wolf pelts, you bet.
Right.
What was the argument, do you know?
Well, it was actually about who was going to collect and store the wolf pelts, because they're smelly pelts to have.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. They smell like wolves.
And, of course, Anthony wanted the pelts to be stored at the House Speaker's home, which is an insult, because who wants to have smelly pelts
dropped
off in your home?
Terrible.
Right. Well, that's part of the continued relevancy of constitutional issues
today.
As you still would not desire that. And the final two questions of the quiz will be fill in the blank and deal with amendments to the United States Constitution.
Let's go for it.
All right. Arkansas is one of eight states not to have ratified the 24th Amendment, which abolishes blank taxes.
Which abolishes poll taxes.
Correct. All right. The next question, then. Arkansas was the first state to vote to ratify the blank labor amendment in 1924. The amendment was never ratified by the required 3/4 of states.
Oh, this is good. I'm supposed to be an expert, and I don't know this. I'm going to say the blank labor. Would it be child labor?
That's correct.
Hey!
Child labor. All right. Look at that.
That's an educated guess. I didn't really know.
Well, you didn't have to admit that much to the audience, but that's okay.
I'm frustratingly honest with everyone.
Right. Well, yeah, congratulations. You got two of the five questions, and you finished up strong with two in a row, obviously. Let's see.
Well, I feel good about myself.
You should feel good about yourself. And now let's move on a little bit more to your PBS series, Constitution USA.
Yes.
Did you find that the Constitution had some overall uniting quality that was very tangible to people and contributes to our social fabric? Or is it mostly just some sort of distant abstraction for most people in their day-to-day lives?
It's both. And what I mean by that is most people believe in the Constitution more than they understand it, i.e. know what it says, know how it works, know how it is applied. But that's not a bad thing, because that kind of civic religion, that kind of faith that the Constitution is out there, that it guarantees our rights and our liberty and our self-government, without knowing exactly how, that kind of unites us. You know, we went to a naturalization ceremony in Chicago. There were people from 40 different countries, every conceivable color, language, whatever. And they were all united by the belief in the Constitution. some of them could mention the different parts of the Constitution, some of them could mention the amendments, but what was more important is that they knew that we're governed by this document that guarantees us the right to govern ourselves and guarantees us certain rights. And that's really important. It's what makes us all Americans, more so than, you know, a shared enthusiasm for hamburgers, baseball, or apple pie. I was like disappointed with Americans. Like, you don't know what the Constitution is. You don't know what Article 1, Section 3 says. You don't know the minimum age of the president. And then I realized it doesn't matter. I mean, it would be good if people did, and we're hoping that with this documentary we increase civic education. But to understand that we are, in the end, a self-governing people whose political fate is in our own hands, and that that will always be true under this document, is really important and a good thing.
Okay, and just before, I think we have about a minute left before I let you go, you recently put out the film version of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
It was a cinecast, a live
broadcast
sent out to theaters.
Okay, and what sparked your interest in that particular mode of broadcast?
Well, I've always wanted to be 8 feet high. We traveled around the country. We've never been to Little Rock, which bugs me, but we've done shows all around the country, and it just got to the point where more people wanted us than we could do without violating the laws of physics and being in two places at once. So we were able to cinecast it out to places so that people could find us and see us and enjoy the thrill, I'll say unironically, of seeing us do our show live without necessarily having to see what we smell like or us having to drive out there. So I think it worked out well, and once we get the numbers back in terms of the ticket sales, we might do it again.
All right. Well, other than that, I really do appreciate you spending your time with us, and I'll let you go.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Pleasure to talk to you. Bye-bye.